Lydia Kane spoke to the chair of earth sciences at the University of Durham, John Davidson, and asked him if the ash from Iceland could be a recurring problem this year.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. And the volcanic activity could go on for some time, but it would likely sort of, as you suggest, go up and down. One of the other factors, though, is you've got the volcano, you've got the weather, but one of the reasons why the volcano is producing so much ash is because of the interaction of the magma with the ice and the water. That's an exhaustible commodity, really. And so after a while, the ice and the water will be exhausted and the eruption ought to become less explosive and produce less ash and generate ash plumes that are not quite as high. And therefore, the problem, even if the weather continued to push the ash in this direction, it wouldn't be so much of an issue.
And what about other volcanoes? There is a larger volcano. Is there any risk of eruptions anywhere else?
Yeah, and there have been, when this particular volcano has gone off in the past, it has been known to trigger the larger volcano next door. And certainly there's the possibility that erupted. And again, the weather pushed the ash cloud this way that you could get air traffic disruption yet again.